The new year is upon us. The world of health is our focus. This is Good Days, Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly overview. Dr. Jack Stockwell is the expert in this hour. He is a homeopath of note, Nuka chiropractor, practitioner of all things good and healthy, at least in my estimation, and that's why he's here, because I have great regard and respect for him, his practice. Matter of fact, I may be there to see you. I haven't told you this yet, but I may want to bunk out at your house on Thursday night. Who knows? I have a few things that I got to do.
This week?
Yes, perhaps, or next week.
Oh, my gosh, I've got to get the vacuum cleaner out.
Yes, please. Let's put in, you know, that's a good question. Let's start with that. Dust, and I have been moving around a lot. In the last, two and a half weeks, I have been to Florida four times. I've been to California. I've been to Israel. And back here on the farm, where I am for a couple of days. And I noticed when I came in here this morning, I started to drain again. And my nose was running like a faucet. And I haven't had that. My throat hasn't been plugged up. None of that's gone on. But I sat in my studio here on the farm, and it began to drain. And I wonder what the heck the reason for that is. What do you
think? You have two major functions inside the body. Although there's thousands of functions, there's two majors. One is to absorb nutrition, and the other one is to excrete the byproducts as well as toxins. And it's completely normal when you move from one geographical area to another to be completely exposed to totally different stimuli, allergens, everything else. And your body, as a part of its normal function, is going to excrete. It's going to clean itself out. It does it through the bowel. It does it through the urine. It does it through the skin. And it does it through the sinus mucosa as well as the upper respiratory tract.
You know, it surprises me also about this. Normally when I travel like this, people say, oh, how can you do it? It's tough on your body. Actually, it hasn't bothered me at all. I didn't get back here until earlier this morning, and I was a bit fried. But for the most part, it agrees with me, or it doesn't bother me to the point where some people say, oh, don't you get jet lag? Yeah, I got a little of that. But nothing that really sets me off. But I do note the business about whatever is draining out of my system, that may need some supplemental support. And I think that I don't do my supplements. I've done some super beats while I've been on the road. I have had a few things. Like I always, wherever I can get them, in Meredith's, I have the Long Life Energy Enzymes because she's got pots of it and swears by it. So those sorts of things, maybe some vitamin C, things that enhance my immune system. This is the sort of thing that is more social than it is medical, but it drives me nuts. I'm sitting by this woman last night who kept sneezing and blowing her nose, and then she stuck the tissue in that little pocket at the back side of the seat that all those germs would get in there and be there for the next person that stuck their hand in that pocket or pouch to get a magazine out. People just don't think about stuff like that.
Well, hopefully the crew that cleans all that stuff out before the next set of passengers get on the plane were wearing rubber gloves.
I don't think they do a good job, do you?
But we're made to be around people who sneeze and cough. We're made to be around people who are sick. We are made to be around a multitude of microbes, that just this ocean of microbes. You can't see them because most of them are smaller, at least the viral elements are smaller than the cells of your body. So you can't see this unseen world that surrounds us. And as you were saying there, you could travel with super beets. There's other things you can travel with. Mm-hmm. I always recommend a good dose of calcium lactate before you ever get on an airplane, because calcium is the real bullets of the immune system. And so we're made to be around this stuff. And obviously in your case, you handle it very well.
Yeah. No, I'm fortunate. I have a hardy system that comes from me being on the farm. I think growing up on the farm, being around the farm, all the things it exposes me to in terms of what it is that protects or enhances.
Well, let me give you this system. That you get on a farm that you don't get elsewhere. You get exposure to soil bacteria.
Yeah.
And because for generations and generations, thousands of millennia, whatever it is, that we've been on this planet, most of our ancestral genetic makeup comes from people who work the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, the constant exposure to soil bacteria, as opposed to people who live on cement and asphalt their entire lives.
Yeah. And it's becoming more and more dramatic, the difference, because there are fewer and fewer people on the farm, and more of that land is being used up to build houses on and expand. Supposedly, that's progress. Yeah.
Well, some of the probiotic manufacturers out there have gotten really smart about this, and they're including soil bacteria in the probiotics they offer.
That's a great idea, that is. Yeah, great, great, great. All right, 13 past the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell here will focus on the podcasts at The Forbidden Doctor. That's his website. He and his wife, Mary, are great at putting together thoughts and passing them along to you. They have hundreds of thousands of people downloading their episodic adventures, which come out most every week. We'll review some of those, some of the news from the world of medicine, some of your questions. You can address them to Doug at DougStephan.com. If you have a scare, maybe a medical scare, and you want to get to the bottom of it, we'll see if we can work through that. I'll tell you, as long as Jack and I are talking about the things that enhance your well-being, I'll tell you, I've said that twice, I'll tell you.
Oh, yes.
Super Beats is a way to get caffeine out of your system. Caffeine doesn't really help in the sense that it's not always good for you. It is a way to get yourself picked up, no question about that. But it's fake energy. It isn't real energy. Coffee actually raises your blood pressure. Super Beats actually lowers your blood pressure and makes it so that it's even. And that's what you want. You want a good, steady pulse. The Super Beats nitric oxide that is automatically, it's grown. It's one of those wonderful things about Mother Nature. It's automatically, when you grow these beets, has the nitric oxide, which is the third most important item in your body, oxygen, hydrogen, and then nitric oxide opens up your arteries, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body. And I've tried to convince, and I guess I've done a pretty good job of it, because they're still having me tell you the message. Jack will tell you the same thing. This is something that tastes good, that works well, and ought to be a part of your daily routine. That's it. It's that simple.
Yeah, and people who do not traditionally or culturally enjoy eating beets, that's not an issue with this.
I actually do. I quite like beets.
Well, I like beets, too.
Yeah.
I enjoy beets, but that's not a this is not like eating a bowl or a plate of beets.
No.
This is just something you mix up in a drink and you shoot her down, and if you've always had a problem with beets, that's not a problem with Super Beets.
No, it isn't a problem, period. If you're ready to start your own Super Beets super food routine, call 800-655-4183. A lot of people order them online at DougLikesBeets.com. Here's what the offer is. When you call and order, or you go online and order your first 3 month supply, you'll get a 30-day supply extra free. That's what comes with the first order. Plus the book Beat the Odds, plus free shipping if you mention Doug Stephan. It's simple. No risk. If you don't like it, you'll get your money back. I don't think they ever give their money back to anybody because this stuff works. It'll pick you up. Try it for yourself with a special offer at DougLikesBeets.com or give them a call at 800-655-4183. Again, that's 800-655-4183. Come on, shoot some beets with Jack and me.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It's time to announce our choice for the craziest lawsuit-related story of the year. It involves a nature photographer who was sued by the group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. To make a long story short, a monkey in Indonesia took a picture of himself using the photographer's camera. It was hilarious, and the monkey's selfie went viral. Unfortunately, that's when the real monkey business started. PETA's lawsuit claimed that the monkey, not the photographer, should get all the money generated by the picture. Their lawsuit, however, ignored the fact that Congress has never given animals the right to sue over intellectual property, and that the photo happened only because of the photographer's meticulous work in setting up the shot. Let's be fair. If you think this lawsuit sounds bananas, you're not alone. A federal judge ruled that the monkey can't own a copyright. PETA, however, has appealed that decision, and a ruling is now pending. See the picture and learn more by visiting our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-7907. 800-478-7907. 800-478-7907.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, we have 18 after the hour on the Good Day Health program. Doug Steffen, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. So the Forbidden Doctor, as the year came to a close, focused mostly on cancer, various types of cancer, people getting a lot of information about how, in an alternative sense, to handle this problem. Sometimes I think it's getting better, Jack. Sometimes I think it's not. I guess it depends on...
Well, you know, the cancer is now the number one killer of children from about, I think it's like 8 to 15 years old.
Yeah, you see these ads on the plane and elsewhere. I was in Brooks Brothers yesterday, and there was an ad running right on the counter for St. Jude's and how wonderful the work is that they do there, which I believe is the truth. They don't charge anything for the people, the families. They put up the families that are there. Why their children are being treated. But, yeah, you got to wonder, why is there so much of it with children now?
Well, I have, you know, what's,
you have your theory.
What's different? Yes, I have my theories. What's different from the time when you and I were kids? What's different in a child's world today that's different from our childhood?
All kinds of things flying around in the air. Television.
Things flying around in the air. Things being injected into our bodies.
Yep.
Additives, preservatives, inhibitors that are in our foods. Mm-hmm. They are in an entirely different world than the world you and I grew up in. Mm-hmm. And they are exposed to a level of toxins that I think is unheard of.
It defies comprehension. There's
yes.
so much stuff out there. It really does. All right. Well, that's an interesting theory. 21 half the hour. Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174. Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Now 23 change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, focusing on a lot of things at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The long life energy enzymes moving on Amazon. If you want to get them there, you can get them at Forbidden Doctor as well. Can you use the same credit? Like if we send people to go to Forbidden Doctor and they look at the long life energy enzymes, or they're impressed with the ageless thyroid, they can use a code, D-O-U-G, Doug, for 10% off. Can they get that if they're buying them on Amazon?
Well, that's a good question.
Thank you.
I will have that settled between now
that's
and next Tuesday.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I don't have an answer because it's just up now. It's mm-hmm. In just the last couple of weeks, it's been up there, and the ageless thyroid will be there this week, and that's a very good question.
Yep. So the ageless thyroid addresses what problem?
Well, it has glandulars in it. It has desiccated hypothalamus, pituitary, mm-hmm. thyroid, and adrenal. And in these desiccated forms, which means dried out, is the nucleic acids, the DNA of these particular organs. And studies have been shown for a long time now that when your body is exposed to the DNA of an organ of another mammal, not a, necessarily a vertebrate, it has to be a mammal, it triggers tissue growth inside of you. And so what we have done with these glandulars as well as some herbs has put together this, we have put together this cocktail that stimulates much better function of what's called the HPA axis, the hypothalamus, pituitary, and adrenal, which is the root and core of hormonal balance inside a human being. And people who've started using this ageless thyroid have noticed things calming down if they've been hyper and full of anxiety, things speeding up if they can't get moving, there's no drive, no push, no urge to move. It has the opposite effect. And it feeds the hormonal system. So the net result is a steadier keel through life.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Steadiness.
Without the use of drugs.
Okay. So how does that play off of the number of people who are taking up yoga? Yoga is supposed to be there to stabilize you, to stabilize your muscles, your joints. I know I'm going to do it when I'm in California this winter. My back is bothering me, and I know that there are certain adjustments that I need to have. But it also looks to me like it's something that can strengthen your core. The problem I have with yoga that I've come across so far is they're too long for me. I don't want to be in a session for 90 minutes.
Maybe. But when you've been sitting for a while and you mm-hmm. start to get a little stiff and you stretch, how do you feel right after you stretched a little bit?
I feel good.
you feel great.
Yeah.
Because anytime you start stretching ligaments and joint structures, which is what part of what yoga does, as well as organ stimulation, but it's also stretching and mobilizing joints. And anytime you start to stretch a joint beyond its passive resistance, and passive resistance is if you kind of turn your, you know, if you turn your shoulders off to the right or left, there's a spot where it kind of slows down and stops, and yeah, then you can push it several degrees past that. Anytime you go past passive resistance, hormones are released.
Really?
And those hormones release lubricant inside the joint, and those hormones stimulate healing and repair, and they also stimulate the release of endorphins, which are the feel-good chemicals that your body manufactures.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why most people who are involved with yoga not only have a healthier body or healthier joints, the organs inside the bodies, their body works at a higher optimum level as well. So yoga is great exercise.
And there's a New Year's resolution. Instead of just exercising, maybe you need to take up yoga. And advice, well, I'm asking Jack for advice because I respect his advice. I'm betting you do too. That's why you're listening. 28 past the hour. Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. More than 4,000 cases of the Zika virus have been reported in the United States, and 30 states have the species of mosquito that can transmit the virus.
80% of the time, people have no symptoms or little in the way of any symptoms. The things that we're most concerned about are when pregnant women get infected, it can cause congenital malformations.
Such as microcephaly. Mayo Clinic Dr. Gregory Poland is working on a vaccine.
We are a virgin population in terms of this virus. We have no herd or population immunity to it, and this tends to increase the risk that the virus will multiply, mutate, change, and increase its ability to transmit from person to person.
There's no treatment for Zika, so Dr. Poland advises if you're planning a family or pregnant to avoid non-essential travel to Zika endemic areas. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions deductions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review. 800-264-1289. 800-264-1289. 800-264-1289. 800-264-1289.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Venatrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Venatrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Don't wanna know who's taking you home, and loving you so.
About 34 at the hour. It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, a Nooker chiropractor. Nooker is, listen to me with my New England Nooker. Yes, no. Nooker is N-U-C-C-A, which stands for the National Unified Core of Certified Apprentices, or something like that.
Actually, National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association, meaning we focus on the upper neck.
Okay. So we've been talking off and on. You have been. I've talked to Ken Kronhaus about this. I've talked to some of my colleagues on the other programs that I do about organ donations, organ shortages. The French are now mandating that unless you say, I don't want my organs taken out of my body, when you die, they're going to come out of your body. And somebody sent this along for our consideration. Dear Doug, one reason for a shortage of organs is the barbaric practice of harvesting organs, which must be done while the donor is still alive, without anesthetic. I don't know if that's true. Even if there is an anesthesiologist present, he says this is based on an assumption that unconscious donors don't feel pain, which has been refuted by testimony of nurses at some of these end-of-life torture sessions. One organization which is working to expose these atrocities is lifeguardianfoundation.org. Lady listening in Ontario, Canada, to the program. Eleanor White, thank you for your input. So what say you to that, Jack?
Well, usually organ donation is done once clinical death has been determined. Now, the difference between clinical death and biological death, clinical death, your brain waves are flatlining, and the brain is essentially dead. But the brainstem or some kind of artificial stimulation is keeping the heart beating and the lungs breathing so that the rest of the body is alive. At that point, you're clinically dead. You're not biologically dead until all respiration ceases and there's no more heartbeat. And so normally, organ donation does not occur until brain death has occurred. And by brain death, the clinical death, they mean this brain is not going to recover. The brain is gone. It's dead. We could keep the body alive for years, but the brain is gone because it suffered enough hypoxia, enough oxygen deprivation, that it's not going to function anymore.
Yep.
Now, I don't know what our friend from Ontario is referring to, unless it is some information out there on the internet that there is a criminal aspect to this.
Yes.
That is going on around the planet in
Well, look at what the Chinese did. They made a business out of it. Some other Asian countries have done the same thing, just kill people and take their organs.
Well, you know, that's, and if that's what she's referring to, due to the level of degenerative diseases that occur in the Western nations and the amount of money some people have to pay for these kinds of things, anytime there's a market that can thrive, it's going to thrive. And as grisly and horrendous as this is, I'm going to have, now, what was the name of that website?
The name of the, like the name of the game is I Like It Like That. Remember that old song?
Oh, yeah.
The name of the organization is LifeGuardianFoundation.org, which I am about to,
I'm
going to
take
speak,
a look at that. Yes.
Find out what it is. Life Guardian, what did I say? Life Guardian Foundation. Here it is. Okay. So, as you might expect, they are, as described here, pretty much, you know, they're protecting, preserving life. Dr. Paul Byrne, who is a neonatologist. Neonatologist, that'd be something to do with babies, right?
Yeah, neonate is a newborn.
Right, okay. So he's a pediatrician, in other words. I think he's part of the process. They have a, they're there to educate you. Life of a person is a gift. This is a religious organization. There's a picture when you go onto their website of Jesus on the cross. To protect and preserve God-given life from its conception to its natural end. Okay, so how do we define natural end? That's probably where you get into some sticky water, some wet water, some dirty water, whatever. That's really what it is. If your brain is dead, then you're dead, as far as I'm concerned. If my brain is dead, I'm ready. Pull the plug, take the organs, do what? But then it is, and I think this is part of their point, at what point do you prove that the brain is dead?
Well, we have those people who expire, and several minutes later they come back to life.
Yes.
And I don't, you know, I don't know if they were necessarily brain dead. You know, I suppose that's possible, but I mean, that would be on the level of
a
biblical miracle.
Is there a time connected to that? I have a one of my neighbors was killed by a thief. And he got into his car and hit him over the head with a pipe and stole everything that was in his car and left him in the car. And he died. Well, he was, his brain was dead at that moment of impact. And they put him in a hospital unit, and they moved him around and, you know, left him on life support for 4 or 5 days. But his mother decided to pull the plug because he had no brain waves. And he wasn't, because his head skull was crashed, you know, and nothing's going to happen in that circumstance. But if you have, if it's internal rather than external influences on what your brain is doing, maybe there's a difference here. I'm just being theoretical, but...
I'm just remember, you know, I'm trying to remember classes that we had on this in school, you know, a few years ago. And I'm trying to remember there's a stage that the body dies. In fact, we have a podcast on that, number 14. It's called How We Die. And it was inspired by some questions from some listeners. And it explains the process the body goes through as it dies. It doesn't just die. Mm-hmm. The various parts of the body die at different rates. But the first one, of course,
right,
is the
you
brain.
You dig up a body that's been in a casket for a while. You can see the nails and the
well,
hair
your muscles. You know, muscles. Once your brain is dead, because that's the first thing that goes because of the oxygen deprivation when you stop breathing or suffocate or drown or whatever else. Your muscles are alive a half hour, 45 minutes later.
Yeah.
They're still alive. And organs are still alive to a certain degree, but they're going to start, you know, they're going to start dying pretty quick. But once the brain goes, there's no way to recover the rest of the body outside of some, like I said earlier, some biblical level miracle. And I suppose there may be some near-death experiences where that's occurred, but most near-death experiences that I've read or are familiar with occurred while... the heart may have stopped beating for a few minutes, but then it was restored and oxygen flow to the brain was restored. So, I mean, we're getting into an area here that I do not really have personal experience with. Mm-hmm. But I know that the brain is the first organ to go because it, within 4, 5, 6 minutes, neurons will start to die if they do not have adequate levels of oxygen.
Yeah.
The most oxygen-consuming cells of the body are the neurons in the brain because of their constant synaptic activity. They require tremendous amounts of nutrition and oxygen, and they're the first ones to go.
Yeah. Well, it's a religious issue. It's a practical issue. It's a physical issue. There are all kinds of things wrapped around it, but I think it is something for us to think about, especially this time when organ donations are more needed than ever before. 43 past the hour. We were talking about yoga, and I got an interesting comment from somebody about that. I always am interested in listening and reading your comments, obviously. Question about vitamin D also, Jack, in a moment. 43 past the hour here with Good Day Health.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
When educator-turned-hip-hop artist D1 finished paying back his student loans, he celebrated by writing the song Sallie Mae Back. Now he's teaming up with Sallie Mae to help students get on track to paying off their loans.
I'm passionate about helping people learn about financial literacy. The reality is that students are hungry for information. They want to understand the facts about paying back their loans and the best way to do it.
Sallie Mae's Rick Castellano adds,
"We're thrilled to work with D1 to help students get into the rhythm of repayment. He lays out the process and steps that are both direct and doable, teaching the right moves for building credit and successfully paying back student loans."
Now through January 11th, Sallie Mae customers with eligible student loans have the chance to win up to $10,000 to pay down their loans. For D1's complete list of tips and to enter the Pays to Repay contest, visit SallieMae.com. That's SallieMae.com. I'm Bob Pivo for the Consumer Radio Network.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Good Day Health with a tip. Some consider this bad news. You decide. If you're regularly popping Advil or Tylenol, it could compromise your hearing. There's a new study that came out this past week that examined the long-term use of over-the-counter pain relievers. And in that study, they found that women who take certain medications steadily for 5-6 years or so, 10% more likely to experience hearing loss. the pain relievers in question, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Advil and Aleve. Those taking Tylenol for the same period were 9% more inclined to report hearing problems than the other two. The team that did the research didn't find diminished hearing associated with aspirin, just plain aspirin. So why wouldn't you try that? I know there are a lot of things Dr. Cameron will tell you, you take too much and it'll upset your stomach, that sort of thing. But in this circumstance, baby aspirin a day is probably a very safe route for you to take. The mechanism behind the hearing loss isn't really known. They were asked that at the study, and they didn't prove causation at all. But, you know, you put two and two together, and you still come up with four. The evidence seems to point out that these things are the strongest of anything that's linked to auditory problems. So if you take a lot of Advil and Tylenol, I don't. I've started hearing a few things. I mean, some people laugh at that. I have a little, it's not a tinnitus, it's just a ringing in my ears. It came about as a result of a popping after an airplane ride. I take a baby aspirin maybe two or three times a week. But unless I'm really in pain, I don't take any of those things. And you ought not to either. Maybe that's the advice here. Stay away from them unless you absolutely need them. Advice from Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. 47 past the hour. This book, Beat the Odds, that comes from the people who developed Super Beats. I don't know if you've ever seen this, Jack, but it is a great overview, if you were teaching a course in beats, this would be a great syllabus. The unbeatable benefit of this miracle molecule that is in beets. I know that that sounds like a play on words, but nitric oxide, or NO as it's referred to, is the miracle molecule. The beet delivers the nitrate so that you have nitric oxide in your body. That's what opens up the arteries and, in fact, gets the blood to go all through your body in a way that it hasn't gone before, or perhaps it did when you were younger, but you get beyond the age of 40, your blood pressure goes up, things get in the way. I know that when I was in my 50s, my fingers and toes got numb when it was really cold. Take Super Beats now. I have no numbness, no tingling, because the blood is getting right down into the pockets that it needs to. And that's the benefit. Healthy bodies require blood. Blood is your lifeline. If you're not getting blood to every part of your body, then you're going to die. And it's going to come faster than not. So if you would like not to have that happen, say yes to the Superbeat suggestion. Pretty much simple. Straightforward. I mean, that's what it is.
Sure it is. It's a natural function of the blood vessels when necessary to release nitric oxide from the wall of the artery, from the wall of the arterioles, as part of a natural normal function. But the older we get, especially, you know, in your 40s, your 50s, in some people earlier than that, you have an awful lot less of that effect taking place. And that is one of the incredible things Mother Nature provided in beets.
It is.
Was a natural, beautiful source of nitric oxide.
If you're ready to try in this new year your own Super Beats Superfood, call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. You'll get a 30-day supply free in addition to the regular order when you're on for the first time. You get that money-back guarantee. You get a free book called Beat the Odds, about which I was talking a minute or so ago, and you'll feel better. That first canister, when you open that up and you put it in that 4-ounce glass of water or you put it in a smoothie, 20 minutes after you've taken it, you're going to feel like a new person. I think you're going to love it. 800-655-4183 or click on DougLikesBeets.com for the special offer just for the people listening to this program. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Dr. Jack and I continue on Good Day Health.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
A young couple thought they were living the American dream when they bought a little yellow house with a white picket fence in El Dorado Hills, California. But then the town decided to ban yellow and require all homes to be beige or tan. This young couple decided to fight back. They finally won a long court battle. So the town decided to get even by banning the picket fence, too. The city manager said, "If you allow yellow, then when a guy comes in and says he likes purple, where do you draw the line? How about looking through the lens of liberty and drawing the line at freedom? If people can't paint their house whatever color makes them happy, they should see red."
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, up to 20% of the U.S. population will get the flu this year. Dr. Carrie Peterson, a New York City-based physician, reminds us of the symptoms to look out for.
Unlike cold symptoms that usually come on gradually and progress over time, the flu often hits you fast and furious with the sudden onset of fever, aches, fatigue, cough, and headache.
Dr. Peterson says there are ways to alleviate flu symptoms if you do get sick, like drinking plenty of fluids to stay hydrated and using a humidifier to make breathing easier. She also recommends humidifiers for their preventative benefits.
Studies have shown that the cold and flu virus thrive in dry places. By keeping the humidity levels in your home between 40 and 60%, humidifiers can help reduce the survival of flu viruses on surfaces and in the air.
For more information, visit VicksHumidifiers.com. That's VicksHumidifiers.com.
Your health, your well-being, all the focus of our opportunity. We get together every week with Dr. Jack Stockwell for an hour to help you figure out some of the things in your life that you can do differently. Don't forget to go to his Forbidden Doctor website for the podcast and all the information that he can offer you to help you out in your circumstance. One of the things this year, but at this time of year, that people are most concerned about, if they have the knowledge, Jack, is the shortage of vitamin D in winter months. This can lead to a lot of problems, the autoimmune diseases, cancer. Vitamin D is so important. We think, or we used to think, you get enough of it from the sun, and that's why it varied in the wintertime, but I'm not sure that's true anymore, is it?
Well, if you're living in the northern, the further north the latitude you live, the less direct sunlight you're going to get anyway, even in summertime.
Yeah.
And people who live on the in the equatorial zones during the summer months can get as many as 10,000 units of vitamin D per hour in their exposed skin when they're working out in the sunlight. The further north you go, the less and less you have. So there's other sources, and one of the absolute best sources of vitamin D on the planet is cod liver oil. And the stuff that comes from Norway, there's various kinds of supplies of cod liver oil out there. But the further north you go, for some reason, especially the stuff that Norway produces, seems to have the highest and the most potent forms of vitamin D and vitamin A. Vitamin D and vitamin A occur together in nature when it comes from an animal source.
Yep.
And in fact, it's about the only place you can get it is an animal source. And so, you know, a couple of capsules of those in the morning, three of them. I take standard processes cod liver oil about every morning. I take three of them.
Yeah.
To make sure I'm getting
adequate. You take three of them. See, I only take one. I have the same stuff that you actually sent me, and I'm taking one a day. And then I take evening primrose oil as well. I don't know if that's certainly good for a number of things, but I'm not sure. You know, that's the thing. These oils are all kinds of various oils that we need for different reasons.
Yes.
And vitamin D coming through cod liver oil ought to be good for a lot of other things, including your brain, your joints, all that stuff. Aren't they all part of the same?
Well, vitamin D, actually, there's some debate out there as to whether they want to still call it a vitamin or a hormone.
Really?
I mean, it's steroid-based. It's the most powerful steroid in the human body. is what we call vitamin D, cholecalciferol.
The most powerful steroid, what did you say?
It's the most powerful steroid compound inside the human body.
Really?
Vitamin D, yeah.
What makes it a steroid? Steroid, when you hear that word, people shake a little.
Well, a lot of your hormones, your sex hormones are steroid-based. Mm-hmm. The hormones coming out of your adrenals are steroid-based. There are very good steroids. The steroids that are the scary ones that you hear in the press are the manufactured steroids or laboratory-extracted steroids in a concentrated form to make things happen. But the steroid-based chemicals your body makes is a part of its normal metabolic rhythm and regulation that goes on, you know, second to second of your life.
Mm.
And so the steroids we're concerned about are the steroids that are manufactured in a laboratory.
Really? You don't want any of that stuff. You want the natural, the food-based things that come from...
Right, because a steroid will trigger what are called feedback mechanisms. In other words, when the brain tells something to happen, the brain is looking for evidence to come back to it that it happened. And then it tells it to happen or to speed up or to slow down or these kinds of auto-regulations that the brain is doing throughout the entire body. And there's positive and negative feedback mechanisms that tell the brain to speed up or slow down the processes that it's regulating. And when you start throwing things into the body that are similar to what the brain has manufactured or hormone glands have manufactured, it kind of throws the regulatory mechanism into a spin. And that's when you have certain health risks that start showing up, especially with the liver, when you start taking a lot of steroids.
All right. So vitamin D in short supply, you need it to keep your body working. Why did you choose 3 capsules? Is it because you need more than 2,000 IUs but less than 5,000? How much is each one of those capsules?
Oh, I think they're just a few hundred.
Oh, they are?
But they're food. They're food-based. Most of the vitamin D in the market is synthetic.
Yeah.
It was made in the laboratory.
Right.
And so what we find out, what research has shown, is that when you get a lot of the synthetic form of vitamin D, you are going to have calcification of the kidneys, calcium deposits in the bloodstream. You need to make sure the vitamin D came from food, not from a lab.
Food. Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen. Good Day Health, 59 past the hour.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950.